Well, first of all, thank everybody for being here, and it's nice to be able to have a chance to get up here and talk to you guys about a win. Really proud of our team, proud of our players, proud of the coaches. I thought it was a fun thing about the game was it was a team effort. A lot of guys contributed, a lot of guys stepped up, and that's really what we needed. And so I'm hopeful that we can continue that as we move forward, and hopefully continue to become a better team as we get ready for a tremendous Texas Tech team this Saturday. A couple guys that stand out that maybe aren't the names that, you know, are come out of the I don't know, but aren't, you know, the ones that, you know, everyone sees the guy scoring touchdowns. But a couple guys I thought really stepped up and helped us play at our best. So I thought our defensive line was fantastic on Saturday, allowed us to stop the run. Other than that one long run, allowed us to stop the run for most of the game. And there's just a lot of guys in that group that are, you know, rotating in and playing. And you know, I was proud of, you know, Ira and Bravion and Greg Roberts and Jamie Jacobs and all those guys, you know, and the young guys. You know, Will Jones played his first football and got out there and did a nice job. So I thought a lot of guys on the defensive line made a real impact. Two guys that stand out to me are Taylor Young, and I know he didn't really get any recognition or any awards, but, I don't know, when you watch the film outdoes the statistics in terms of how well Taylor played. To go from playing Will to playing Mike, that's a major transition. And for him to do that versus all the formations and checks and to have the production that Taylor had, really thought was one of his finest moments that I've seen. I thought Jordan Williams was huge in the game. You know, Ogre went down. Petrie had to go from Will over to Sam, and Jordan Williams came in the game. And we've always believed in Jordan, but it was his opportunity, and he flew around, and he hit people. He pulled the ball, knocked the ball out. He was physical, and I thought Jordan Williams was really the difference, you know, for us on defense, his ability to come in and play. And then finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about just Blake Lynch and his ability to go in and learn, you know, two positions at receiver on offense, have production on offense, and then also play on defense and play on special teams. So to play really on all three sides of the ball is something that not a lot of guys can do physically, let alone mentally. And I think it just shows what Blake Lynch is capable of and what he can do. And I thought he was really, really special. So a lot of other guys contributed to that game. You know, I thought it was great that we were able to, you know, run the ball in on a 4th-and-1 and convert some third downs. That Terrence did a great job getting out of the backfield and helping us convert some third downs. But it was a good team win. Proud of those guys. And now we have to move on and say what's next as we prepare for Texas Tech and Coach Kingsbury and their offense and their defense and they're extremely good at what they do. It'll be a heck of a challenge. But I think our guys are excited to get back to work and just continue the process of getting ready to play this week. So with that, I'll see what questions you have.
Matt, have you made a QB decision yet?
Yeah, you know, I haven't even really seen if Zach can throw yet or not, so this afternoon. So you know, I think if we go out there today, I asked him last night. He said he was still, you know, getting better but limited. So I'm sure we'll go out there today with Charlie, you know, and see what Zach's able to do. And then if Zach's able to do more, you know, maybe we'll, you know, sort of change our thoughts now. But I think if we went out and played today, you know, Charlie would be the quarterback.
Matt, you mentioned the 4th-and-1. You guys have shown a propensity to go for it on 4th down. I mean, you were 2 for 2 in that game. I think you went for it 5 times a week before that. I mean, is that something, you know, were you always aggressive, you know, going back to your Temple days on going up for it on 4th down?
I think it kind of depends on how well we're playing defense and how good I feel about what we're doing offense. Like, there was twice where the kids wanted me to go for it on 4th down early in that game, and I punted the ball. And, let me just say, Connor Martin, too, was really special in that game. 2 balls inside the set 5, you know. So when there was a time where I felt like, hey, we're really playing good defense, then, you know, I might pin them and say, hey, let's put their back to the wall. You know, I think I have a lot of confidence in kind of where we're heading and the guys making plays. And so sometimes on 3rd and 10, I'll say, hey, you got 2 downs, you know, throw the ball underneath, try to get, you know, 5 yards, and we'll go for it on 4th down. So it's just kind of a feel for how we're playing defense and you know, what our chances are of stopping them. But I thought that 4th and 1, I was going to kick the field goal. And, you know, I had snow in my ear. I had, you know, the offensive staff in my ear saying go for it. The defensive players were go for it. I don't think I could have told Taylor and Tayon and those guys that, hey, you know. So it was good for us, because I think what the thing that we had to be able to do was when we had a lead, we had to make some plays to, you know, kind of put our foot down and you know, step on the other team and say, hey, we're gonna close this game out. And that fourth and one was a chance to close the game out, and they found a way to do it. So, but yeah, I think maybe trying to be aggressive. You know, we've called a couple punt fakes that haven't necessarily always been there, so we get out of it. Connor's done a great job with that. But, you know, we realize where we are right now. We have to steal a possession. We have to try to go for it on fourth down to find a way to win.
You guys had some tough losses throughout this season, but how much fun was it being with the team in the locker room and traveling back home after a win on Saturday?
Well, it was a ton of fun. I mean, you know, for how hard those guys have worked and all the times in the locker room, we've tried to put things in perspective. I think we still try to put things in perspective after the game. You know, it's one game, and the, you know, the great teams say what's next, and they move forward. But for them to have a chance to celebrate, to be happy. And again, I just like the way they finished the game. You know, I didn't want a team that when we finally got up and we had a chance to win was going to, you know, celebrate too early or be careless at the end of the game or be sloppy or was going to, you know, make the other team look bad or not be respectful. I just think the way our guys handled themselves at the end of the game, you know, found a way to keep them out of the end zone. Got our fourth quarter shutout, ran for 65 yards in the fourth quarter, found the touchdown to Ish, won the game, shook their hand, said a prayer, went and saw our fans, and went in the locker room. So the nice thing was the way we've handled ourselves when we've lost is the same way we handled ourselves when we won. So, but to get in the locker room and see the happy, you know, looks and joy on their faces, to go in there on Monday morning and have the team meeting and, you know, call out, we only do award winners when we win, you know, and so to call out even the special teams, you know, scout team player of the week and the special teams player, you know, to do those things was really nice, you know. And I should probably, you know, offensive scout team player of the week was Obem Okiki, and the defensive scout team player of the week was James Lockhart. And they might not get a ton of time to play right now. Lockhart's, you know, sitting out, but just to have it, everyone understand that was a team win. It was all the guys on the scout team. It was all the guys, you know, that signaled during the game. It was everyone. That was fun.
Now, you mentioned Blake Lynch. What's your plan going forward with him? Will he stick with offense, or do you have, you know, what you want to do with him?
I'll probably have to continue to play him on offense some. You know, I think at the end of the day, Blake's going to be probably leave here as one of the great safeties to have, you know, played here. I mean, he's just got unique defensive skills. You know, we need him on offense right now, and we kind of need him on defense. You know, guys are banged up on defense as well. So Tony went out there yesterday and tried to run around a little bit. So I think having Tony could help us figure out how much, not what he can do, I don't know. I think Blake's up to the challenge. It's just about getting in the game. Mentally, he can handle all of it. Just about getting into the game and how much load we put on him. So he's just a unique athlete. So we have to try to take advantage of him, you know, on both sides of the ball, I think.
What are the challenges that Texas Tech presents for you this week?
Well, you know, offensively, you know, they're dynamic. I mean, they go fast, so they challenge you with tempo. They challenge you with, you know, as they spread the field, they do everything. I mean, they are, you know, coach does a great job of they find a way to run the football. I mean, they run the ball. You know, Oklahoma comes out and they're running the football up and down the field. They've got great players. You know, I don't want to say his name wrong, but Kiki Kuti is, you know, really kind of torn up everybody he's played against. I mean, he's a deep play threat. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us defensively. You know, we try to be multiple. We try to play four down, three down. We try to blitz. We try to do all that. Well, these guys will challenge you. They have an answer for everything, and they do a great job. The quarterback's playing really, really well. They're as good as an offensive line as we've seen. You know, they're starting a true freshman on the offensive line, Jack Anderson. But they're really, really good at what they do. And then defensively, you know, it's another 3-4 team, and we haven't had a ton of success versus the 3-4 teams. And, you know, typically when we're a 4-3 team, you know, our offense sometimes will have to really work hard to be good against, you know, something that they don't see every day. And so that's the challenge for us this week, is to find a way to get some run game production versus a 3-4, you know, versus a 3-4 defense. And so I think it'll be a real challenge for both sides of the ball. And then obviously one of the things coming out of last game was our special teams, our kickoff team was not very good at all. I mean, every ball came back out to the 50. So you can't play this offense and give them the ball at the 50. So we have got to be better on special teams and you know, just try to find a way to slow them down at some point.
Is that why you went with Connor there more in the second half?
Yeah, we tried to
let it deep enough.
Not even that. It's just the hang time, right? So, you know, we were kind of hitting the ball, and, you know, the hang time was about 3-2, 3-3. So when you kick a ball at 3-2, 3-3, the ball's going to come back out to the 50 no matter what you do. And then so Connor gave us a couple, you know, where he got up to 3-9, you know. So we'd like, you know, you like it to be in the fours. So that was kind of that thought process. But, you know, Jay kicked ball again yesterday. So, you know, it's just about getting him back into a rhythm.
You mentioned Tony might be back. Any other guys who could?
I'm not good at thinking of the things off the top of my head. I mean, Pooh's still out. Clay's still out. Lovett's back. Yeah, Lovett's back. He practiced yesterday. He's good. He was just sick, you know. So to be healthy, you know, he's just healthy. So KJ's running. You know, I don't know if it'd be this week. I think if KJ has a chance to play, if he's healthy enough, I think it'd be the last two games would be his opportunities.
Now, was Jordan one of those guys? Because you talk about the light coming on. Was he one of those guys this week, or had it already come on for him?
No, I think. Well, I mean, it might have come on, but he hadn't had necessarily the opportunity. He had to play that many snaps in a row, just kind of being behind Taylor. But I think he went out there and, I mean, he really played at a level that we were excited about. So, again, it's just about every week finding a couple guys that go out and play at that level and say, okay, he can do it, he can do it, he can do it. And so I thought that was a lot of guys on the D-line, but that was certainly Jordan. Jordan Williams, you know, left that game saying, okay, we got a guy that can run around and make plays.
What does he bring to the defense specifically?
Jordan has a swagger and he has a confidence, you know, and we've challenged him to become more physical. And I thought he played really, really physically in that game. And I think the thing that he did was, you know, when you face those offenses that are so multiple, there's so many times you have to get everyone on the same page. I thought Jordan was just calming out there. He just got everyone on the same page. The defensive line knew what was happening. And, you know, between he and Taylor, they really, you know, were able to captain the ship there and make sure we all were playing the same defense, making sure we all had all the right adjustments.
You been to AT&T Stadium before, and what are your thoughts on playing there?
Yeah, so I was with the Giants, we went and played the Cowboys, and I went up in the coach's box, and they gave me like Kobe beef, like, you know, whatever, sliders and sashimi, and I really, in the first quarter, found myself a little bit like, it was almost surreal, like I'm watching the big screen and I'm eating it, instead of just being locked into doing my job. So Coach Coughlin and the staff quickly corrected me on doing my job. And I had a chance to go this year, you know, to see the Cowboys and Colts play in the preseason. And my wife and a couple of our coaches went up, a couple of our kids from Temple were playing in that game, and some people here were very kind enough to allow us to come watch the game with them, Mr. and Mrs. Turner. So, but it's a beautiful place. It's a great place. And, you know, it makes less decisions for me to kick with the wind. No one kick with the wind. It's a lot easier as the head coach just to go out there and play. So,
Matt, Saturday is Veterans Day. You've got a veteran on your team, Kyle Boyd. What kind of inspiration has he been?
Well, I think, I don't think there's enough that you can say about Kyle. I mean, it's number one, it's his sacrifice that he made and the things that he's been through. And I think number two, it's the fact that, you know, you would never know all the things he's been through because he just handles his business. You know what I'm saying? And he's just such a complete and total team guy. He's such a, has tremendous work ethic. He, whatever role you give Kyle Boyd, he embraces it and he does it to the best of his ability. And, you know, he's not loud about it. You know, his actions speak for him. And so he's a blessing to have on this team. And he's a really good football player. So, you know, it puts both of them together. But, you know, I think sometimes when you have these transitions, like sometimes like the older kids kind of wonder, like, you know, do the new coaches really like me, or do they only want – and so when you have guys like Kyle that you have so much respect for, I think it helps kind of bridge that gap, you know, because transitions are hard. But Kyle's been through nothing but transition in his life, you know. And so he just comes to work and he works right through it and he fights right through it. And I have a lot of respect for him, what he did in the military and as a veteran, but also what he does day in and day out. I mean, you can certainly see his character come through in everything that he does.
What does that entail, Taylor Young moving to the middle? Would you ask him to do
it? It would be like, I really think it's like, you know, if I asked you to, if we went over to Britain right now and you had to drive, you know, on the left side of the car and left, you know, you're still driving. You've been driving your whole life, but everything's flipped, you know, and it's one thing to do it on an open racetrack, right? It's another thing to do it when cars are coming at you. It's one thing for Taylor to go out there and practice and be like, oh, okay, wait a minute. Now I have the A gap and I have to do this. It's another thing to do it when they're going no huddle and they're coming at you. But I think Taylor was, like, when you watched it was like, wow, that's who he is. He is a Mike linebacker, natural, that's where he fit. And, you know, I think he told me it took him a series or two to kind of get his bearings, you know, where he was really comfortable. But then after that, I mean, he really played well. I mean, he really, just some instinctive things that he does that you know, you can't really coach. I thought it was really special what he did during the week leading up to it. and then to be able to go out in the game and play at that level, not just in terms of the production, 10 tackles, you know, tackle for loss, a sack, not just that, but just the way he played, you know, what it looked like on film.
Matt, have you seen Gavin just get better and better as the season's gone on?
Yeah, I mean, Gavin's, you know, look back, regret probably not playing him more, you know, early on, but, you know, that hand him a speed sweep on the 4-yard line means we have real confidence in his instincts. You know, when you call a play like that, you're saying, hey, I'm giving you the ball, go score. When sometimes in the passing game, it's, you know, they call the play and the defense dictates who gets the ball. But I think Gavin's competitive. He's tough. He goes in there to block. He, you know, I'm coaching him like a veteran. Like there was a play early in the first drive where we threw a skinny post I thought was going to be a touchdown, and it was a little behind him, and he didn't get his head around. And I didn't treat him and Charlie like freshmen. And I went over there and told him, let's go. Like, get your head around. You know, there's no time for, you know, but Gavin's just tough. I mean, he's just a tough player. He works hard. He's not afraid to get hit. I mean, he tried to catch another one late in the game and got hit and then caught one after that. So I think his emergence has allowed Mims to have more production now, because you can't just say, hey, let's take away Denzel, because I mean, Gavin's probably one of the faster guys on the team. And then having Blake and Tony inside, JaMychal, I thought JaMychal did a great job last week going from running back to slot receiver and then going back to play running back once Ebner got hurt. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that are opening things up for a lot of other people.
A couple of Cowboys this week, Des Bryant and Bryce Butler talked about the sun coming in the windows on the southwest side of that stadium. Is that something that you would consider in the fourth quarter, maybe which way you play, which way you kick, that kind of thing?
That's the first I've heard of that. That's interesting. I'll look at that. I mean, I try to consider everything. I try to, you know, look at everything, but I'm a Giants fan, so I wasn't listening. No, I'm teasing. I'm just teasing. I'd have to look into that. I didn't know that.
Do you guys have special fourth down plays, or is it just plays?
No, yeah, I mean, we have a couple, like, down on the side of the red zone, we have a couple, like, you know, plays that are, like, have multiple options, like two-point plays almost, and, you know, I think you just go to your best, you know, kind of, a lot of it's kind of what they're doing, and, I think the final part of it is just your players understanding. Like, we try to be very disciplined about not reaching the ball across the goal line, not reaching the ball out, quarterback take us, but understanding that on fourth down, you know, every ball has to get past the sticks. And so I think you have to, it's just a mindset. It's kind of like Coach Belichick, you know, understanding the situations, understanding, like, you know, how to excel in those situations and then not have any pressure, you know, when you do it. So, Those things. I think one of the things it does do is sometimes it brings down our third down, because a lot of times I'm saying, hey, you know, it's third and eight, treat it like it's third and four, get 4 yards, and then we're going to go for it on fourth. And so, though, that, you know, sometimes that can be frustrating to the play caller or frustrating to the quarterback. But I think both quarterbacks have done a good job of understanding that when it's third and 10, if we call a play that says get it, you know, and the back's there, get it to the back and let him go make a play. And so, that, like, when there was a play to Ebner that he ran down to the 3-yard line, that was just, hey, it's third and long, we're going to just dump him the ball and see what he can do. And they happened to blitz, and he was able to get out. So just trying to be very situationally oriented. You know, there was some wind there the other day, or, you know, it was cold. So how much we wanted to kick and how far we wanted to kick, where I think were factors in that game as well. So, is that good?
Coach, knowing what you have now and what you hope to recruit, what kind of an offensive line would you expect to have next year?
I think we'll have a really good offensive line next year. And here's why I say that. For a lot of the game, there's five guys out there that'll be back next year, and I think that they're going to continue to get bigger and stronger and better and more experienced. You know, you look at Tech and Malin, they were catching balls in the spring, and I think Sam and Josh have done a great job of improving as the year has gone on. And then, you know, when we travel on the road, we bring Eliasa Anderson and we bring, you know, Henry Kling, who are both redshirting, but they're, you know, I wouldn't play them at this point in the year. And then we have a couple other guys. Then we have Khalil Keith, who's sitting out there. So we have a bunch of guys just kind of sitting there. So I think that our offensive line will continue to improve and improve and improve.
We have
three or four kids committed to us right now on the offensive line. So I really believe you win with offensive linemen and defensive linemen. So we've, you know, all of our defensive linemen, except for Brian and KJ, they all come back. So they're playing a bunch of young guys. They'll get better, and our offensive line will get better. And I think they've gotten better as the year's gone on. And I think, you know, like Mo Porter has been a guy that's kind of been banged up, and I thought Mo played a really good game this past week to allow us to play well. But, yeah, we've done a pretty good job of recruiting some offensive and defensive linemen that can be difference makers as we head into next year.
coach?
Yes, sir.